had to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Hi, Sharky.
Hello, Gina J. What's going on today in the world of gossip?
Well, WWE legend Ric Flair was rushed to a hospital this morning. They say it's serious.
Yeah, Nature Boy just turned 70 years old back in February. Had a big party, including people like Evander Holyfield and Charles Barkley and Dennis Rodman, all the big names from the world of sports. He is also a spokesperson now for Cumberland Farms.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Cumberland Farms! Woo!
No, I got to tell you, I'm not making fun of him or anything, but if you see that commercial,
there's something
going on with his tongue that's really disturbing.
His tongue?
Like, there's something growing on there. It's the weirdest looking thing.
Really?
He's obviously very sick, but I wish him the best. I hope he gets out of the hospital soon.
Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo is supporting Kelly Ripa's comments about the Bachelor franchise. Wow, Kelly started a little bit of a mess here.
Yeah, she's going after creator Mike Fleiss. Ellen says, hey, successful women on our network don't need to be attacked.
Yeah.
And know what? Don't get me started on your show, quote, because I'm a savage. So Ellen's got her guns drawn here against Mike Fleiss.
Well, she goes, hashtag Bachelor so white.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's not much diversity on the show. And there's not, I've always said it, it's the same thing every season.
Right.
I keep saying it. Can we mix up the age groups here a little bit? It's like I'd like to see somebody over 30.
All right.
Maybe.
Some more rings around their body. Like a tree.
You know who does not have rings around their body is Jersey Shore's Ronnie. He just admitted that he got liposuction to keep his six-pack in check.
Really?
Yeah, he says he doesn't have time to go to the gym as much now.
I've always wondered, does liposuction hurt? I mean,
I don't know.
Right up against those nerves and muscles.
I'm sure it does. So Lamar Odom has a new book coming out, and he's been spilling a little bit of what's in the book.
Yeah, apparently he's been with over 2,000 women,
Woo!
Which is child's play.
Wow.
Because old Will Chamberlain, 10,000.
Over 10,000 women?
Yeah.
I thought it was 5,000.
I don't know physically how you have the time to be a basketball star and
do that.
It's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, they must have just been shuffled in one after the other.
And he says because of all the drug use he did, he says his long-term memory has been affected. He said he's not even athletic anymore. He goes, my balance is poo.
He was a great player.
Yeah.
Before he got into nuts. But he says he's a sex addict.
Yep.
That's why he cheated on Chloe. That was why he overdosed at the Love Ranch in Las Vegas back in 2015. But his new book is called Darkness to Light. Will be coming out at the end of the month on May 28th.
All right. Thank you, Sharky. At least Lamar does say that he feels bad for what he did to Chloe, especially after she took care of him when he almost died. For more celebrity gossip, you can check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.